The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Morning. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, New York. We are both online and with many people here in the nave, which is now open to any and all. No registration is needed, and we hope you'll join us here in the near future. Today, the music is led by Director of Contemporary Music and Technology, Michael Larkin, and members of the St. James Worship Band, John Helgren, Becky and Brian, Heidi, and at the keyboard is Michael. We're very blessed to have the Reverend Kathy Corley here as our guest preacher and celebrant at the Eucharist. And this morning, Bill Budabaugh and Sharon Arliss will be helping to lead worship. We do love to see your names if you're online to chatter throughout the service and give your comments. If that's your style, not required. There is a bulletin on the website at stjamesskan.org, which you can access at home or here in the nave, where our Wi-Fi is quite robust. And you are invited to sing along with the opening songs.
Of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. You've done for me.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked a favor of him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and to my left, this is not mine to grant, but it is for those to whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard it, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must also be your servant, and whoever wishes to be the first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I'm glad to be with you this morning while Mother Becky is away. I've been taking supply work since the fall of 2019, and this is an interesting time to be retired and working as a supply priest. I did not imagine a global pandemic when I made the decision to retire. I'm sure lots of us had other plans for last year. Vaccines are slowly allowing us to get back into some kind of new normal, and my schedule proves it. Lots of clergy finally get to take vacations, weddings that had been put off are finally occurring. My calendar is full for months. So I'm glad to be with you here today as we celebrate the feast of St. James the Apostle. I imagine that St. James' life as a disciple did not go exactly as he planned either. James was one of the disciples closest to Jesus, Peter and Andrew, James and John. All four fishermen on the Sea of Galilee, all four witnesses to the transfiguration and to the anguish of Jesus praying in the garden before his death on the cross. Certainly, James's mother had high hopes for her boys. She must have known how close they were to Jesus, or she wouldn't have ventured to ask for places of honor at Jesus' side. Perhaps she expected Messiah to overthrow the Romans and sit again on David's throne, reestablishing an independent kingdom of Israel. And so she hoped that her sons would rule beside him in Jerusalem. Our gospel passage from Matthew comes right on the heels of Matthew saying that Jesus has just pulled the 12 aside and told them again that he is going to Jerusalem, where the religious authorities will condemn him to death, where he will be crucified and on the third day rise again. And immediately then, Matthew says, the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons. Our passage for today. The disciples don't really understand what Jesus tells them about his death, and James' mother did not expect the death of Jesus or his resurrection. It's just not what they planned. The rest of the disciples are angry with James and John for their outrageous request, but Jesus turns the moment into something teachable. The kingdom of heaven isn't about some of us lording it over others, Jesus said. The kingdom of heaven is about service. In the upside-down kingdom of God, the first are last, the last are first. And those who want to lead must serve. James does, in one way, fulfill his mother's wish. He is the first of the 12 disciples to be martyred. He follows his master's steps and reaches the kingdom sooner than any of the four closest to Jesus. I doubt that's what his mother had in mind. Following God, living as a disciple, doesn't mean that our lives will be easy or free of trouble. You don't get to be the best disciple without going through stuff. On some level, we know this. We know that those who will win medals, who are already winning medals at the Olympics in the next few weeks, have spent years honing their abilities. We will hear their backstories, the years of practice, the high cost of such focus and determination. We will hear the stories of the refugee team, those athletes displaced from their homelands and yet still competing for a medal. Living a disciplined life, following Jesus as James did, requires us to give up what we had planned for our lives. It means following despite the obstacles in our way. It means recognizing when we have erred, when we have harmed ourselves or others, when we have not lived up to the command to love God and our neighbors and ourselves. It requires us to stay awake to what we have done and what we have left undone. It requires us to make amends, to ask forgiveness, to keep our eyes open to what others need, and to serve as best we can. It requires everything from us. A disciplined life is costly. I once received a fortune cookie fortune that said, "We want to have a testimony. We do not want the test." I kept it. It's my story. We love stories of people overcoming obstacles, but we would rather not be the people with the obstacles. Yet that is exactly the life that we are called into. Every call story in the Bible begins in the same way. God calls our name, calls us out, calls us to leave behind our old lives, asks us to move out of our comfort zones and into a new life where we will serve God and find our true selves. For Peter and Andrew, James and John, they are offered the chance to fish for men instead of spending a life on the water fishing for fish. James, his brother John, his friends Andrew and Peter respond to the call of Jesus by giving up their lives and following. They become disciples. Their lives take a turn, go a different way, and all the plans they made fall away in the new life God offered. Not what they had planned. Better than they'd ever imagined. Not better in the sense that they had lives of comfort or lives without struggle, but better in the sense that their faithfulness changed the world. Because of James, we are here at St. James the Apostle Church. His mother just wanted her son to be Jesus' right-hand man during an earthly reign of a few years. In God's hands, James earns his place, becoming a martyr, remembered in tradition as being taken to Compostela, Spain, where he is the patron saint of Santiago de Compostela, remembered by us and lots of other parishes here and around the world as patron saint. On this feast of St. James the Apostle, let's honor his memory by remembering that while this past year and the year ahead may not be what we have planned, we can trust that God will take our lives, take our faithfulness and commitment, take our willing service, and make more of us than we can imagine. May the life of St. James be a blessing to us, and may we be a blessing to the world. Amen.
We will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. Sing, 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 grateful that you hear us.
On your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.